with the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. You'll remember me when the west wind. Tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold.
Joseph Gerard Levy was born November 13, 1955, and grew up at the top of New York City in the Inwood section of Manhattan. We lost him on September 11, 2001, in the World Trade Center as he was saving others in his role as Lieutenant of Ladder 15 for the New York City Fire Department. Hello, everyone. I'm Anthony Scarano for Your Stories, Your Words, and a lot of us would like to know more about Joe's background, his beginnings, his experiences, and his joys. We're talking to some of the most important people in his life. It's March 21st, 2005, and I'm here with his mother, Mary Levy. We are here where she lives in Yonkers, New York, and we're going to begin now. Hello, Mrs. Levy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Thank you for inviting me to your home.
Oh, good to have you.
Let's start with a little early family history. Joseph's grandparents, your parents and your husband's parents. First on your side, your parents, what were their names?
My mother's name was Nora, and my father's name was Frank Gennady.
Your mother's name is Nora. What was your mother's maiden name?
Nora Dunlin.
And where were they from?
Mother was born in Ireland, County Clare, Ireland. My father was born in New York City.
And who on your mother's side came over to this country first?
Anne's, a couple of her sisters were here first.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then
she came over.
Then she came over, yeah.
I see. Where did they grow up when they were
over? Most of them were domestic in New York City, but Mama got a job in B. Altman in New York on 34th Street.
What did she do?
She was a dressmaker.
What kind of work did your father do?
My father was a carpenter. He learned his trade on ships. And that's what he made his living as a carpenter. He worked on the Empire State and the Woolworth Building, the Flatiron Building.
Wow. And all the famous
Chrysler
buildings.
Chrysler Building, yeah, he worked on all those.
He did carpentry on all those.
All those.
Oh. Besides working, what did they enjoy doing as far as, did they create things, how did they have fun, things along those lines?
No, years ago there wasn't much, you know, social life, but... Mm-hmm.
Did they play any music?
No, just listen to music. That's about it. Mm-hmm. But during the Depression, of course, Daddy had a lot of odd jobs because it was hard to get work, and that was it.
Were they
involved? It was only two, my brother and I.
Your brother's name?
Stephen.
Any military service for your father?
Daddy was in First World War. Oh. And he was got mustard gas, was it?
Oh.
Yeah, he was through the good part of the First World War.
Did that affect him for a long time?
No, it didn't.
Luckily. How far did their schooling go?
Well, Daddy was, I guess high school. He learned his trade on the ships. And my mother was only national school. They had just a national school in Ireland, and that was it. Oh, she did go to another county in Ireland to learn her trade. was Madigan's in County Limerick, and she learned the dressmaking trade, then came out here.
What kind of dresses did she make? Fancy one?
She could pattern. She used to go over to Fifth Avenue, and she could just look at a dress or any kind of an ensemble. I thought I was the poorest kid on the block. I had already all homemade coats and everything, but she was very, very good at dressmaking. Yeah.
Your father spent his whole life as a carpenter?
He was carpenter, yes. Mm.
Do you know what his favorite building was?
No, I don't. But Joseph used to enjoy Channel 13, and he'd call up and, "Mommy, watch Channel 13. Your father's..." He was with, as I say, all those buildings. Mm. Chrysler, the Empire State Chrysler, Flatiron.
Did he tell you about working way up there and stuff?
I didn't talk too much about it. I think he might have talked to Stevie more than he did to me.
Mm-hmm. He probably worked when the building was closed in and then working on the
inside.
And
then he was on the outside. That's what Channel 13 used to show them out on the steel girders. Oh, oh. But
he do that too?
Yeah, he did that.
He probably did even more than carpentry up there.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Those days you weren't confined by the trade so much. You were a little more flexible in what you did. How old did they get to be?
Well, Mama died in Armistice Day, and Daddy was all rigged out to go march in the parade, but he said, "I'm sorry, this will be my last parade," which it was. Of course, he died Christmas Day.
Oh. Didn't remember when?
1938. And Mama had died in November, Armistice Day, 1938. So mm-hmm. It was like we were orphaned in 6 weeks' time.
Wow.
Just, as I say, it was just Stevie and I.
And how old is Stevie compared to you?
I was 3 years older than him.
So what happened to you then? How old were you then at that time?
16.
And he was 13.
Stevie was 13.
What happened to you then?
And then, I went to live with an aunt. Both of us went to live with an aunt, but we didn't stay there too long. Stevie joined the Coast Guard, and then I went to live with a girlfriend of mine. Her aunt was a single woman, but she had five orphans. Oh, and I joined it. It was a private house in Brooklyn in Bay Ridge. And that's where I was when... Then I met Joe in 41, I guess. And then I lived out in Bay Ridge until I got married and then came to Inwood.